Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos. Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Korcho Uksoves Kaka, Halacha Beis, in the middle of a paragraph, Gam Haksav Hu Lezikoron Ledoros. We dedicate the learning today for a complete Refuah Shelema for all those that need it, Besor Shar Chol Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zalman's talking about the type of things that the Goyim used to do to express their grief and mourning. Tear out their hair and slash their skin. And he also addresses the issue of tattoos, which the Shulchan Aruch speaks about over there. Rav Nosson Zal adds, Gam haksav hu lezikoron ledoros. When a person puts something in writing, when a person writes something down, they're writing it down to, that it should be remembered for generations. Because anytime something is written down, it's to be remembered. I believe I once heard that the Rambam said how careful a person has to be when they put something in writing, that putting it in writing is like telling it to 1,000 people. Because once it's in writing, it's going to get around. And when a person writes on their body, a tattoo, an inscription in the body, harehu keilu koifer chas v'shalom bechidish ha'olam. It's as if that person denies the whole concept of tchiyas ha'meisim and a new world. Ve'enoy mamin shezeh haguf shalachshov yizdakech v'yizbarer ve'yichle mimenu kol hazuama dahainu hamedame shalachshov. The person is showing that they don't really believe that this body is going to go through a purification, a refinement, to have all the zuama, all the tumma taken out of it, all the tumma that originates from the pegama, the Eitz Hadas, which is the medame that the person currently is experiencing, shehu medame meurvav, which is a mixed up medame, a medame that's combined with good and bad. Kihu koise v'choikek b'haguv k'soivas kaka. Because this person is writing and engraving into the body this tattoo, shehu ksav she'enoy nimcha li'olam, which is something that cannot be erased. Ke'ilu oimer sheze haguf lo yishtane lo'olam b'bchinezu shalachshav. It's as if this person is implying that this body is permanent, that this body is not going to change from what it is now. Shehu bechinas behema, bechinas irvuv hamedame, whereby now we're in a state of behema, a state where the medame is mixed up. Shezeu bechinas haksav shechoike begufoy. This is this concept of when a person is writing and engraving into the body. Kiksav hu bechinas zikoron ledoros. Because once again, writing something down is so that it'll be remembered for generations. Like Moshe Rabbeinu told Yahushua by the Melchomor Amalek, Ksoiv zois zikoroim basefer, visim ba'ozne Yahushua, ki Melchomor Hashem ba'amalek midor dor. V'alkein hum moire bozeh, sheyuchkat b'chinas haksav ba'aguv, ksav she'enin m'choloilam. And therefore, this person who goes ahead and does such a thing, they put a tattoo in their body, they're showing that they want to put in a type of writing that cannot be erased, that'll be permanent. Dainu shelo oilam lo yenim chazak sav chas v'shalom. Hainu shelo oilam lo yizdake chaguf v'lo yishtane mebchinezu shalachshav. This person is implying as if the body is not going to go through a major purification and it's not going to change. He's implying that you can do something permanent with the body, and we know the body is not permanent. Shehu bebchinas ksav, bechinas behema, as we said earlier, that ksav is an inyan of medame, that writing on the hide of an animal, that kind of thing. Ki be'emes onu maminim bechidush olam, because the truth is that we believe that there's going to be a new world. She'oz yizdake chaguf, and then the body will have been purified completely. Vazai yavor kol hazuama shoisa boza guf shalachshov, and then all the tumor that was in the body that we have currently is going to be eliminated. V'yischadesh v'yizdakech betachles hazikuch, and the body is going to be renewed and purified to the most incredible level of purification. Afal yidei haksav But by a person writing on the body, hainu ksoivas kaka, and especially tattoo, engraving permanently into the body, humoire sheyishoyer haguf loilam, that person is implying that this is permanent. That the body is going to remain permanent the way it is currently. Otherwise, why are you writing in a permanent kind of writing? Kiksav hulazikoroin ledoirois. Rav Nosson Zal keeps emphasizing this, because putting something in writing means you want it to be remembered for generations. The ikar ha'isur, and the main isur of writing on the body, a person is not allowed to write even if it's not tattoo. But the main isur is ksoivas kaka, hainu ksav al yidei chakika, as the Gemara explains, where you actually cut into the flesh, carve the writing into the flesh. Kikishaksav megusham yoiser, because when this writing is even more physical, the hainu ksav al yidei chakika, mizgaber hamedame beyoiser, that strengthens the medame even more. Vazaihu bebechinas irvuv hamedame, and then we have the negative aspects of medame, the confusion of the medame. Ki kolma shahamedame hu neches yoiser beguf geshem hu meurbav yoiser, because the more that the koyach hamedame is attached to a more gashmi guf, to a body that's more into gashmius, then the medame is worse. Now remember, the term medame has multiple definitions. The word medame can mean yetzahara. Rabbi Nizal said one of the nikna, we're giving the yetzahara a new name, koyach medame. The word medame means like noiga, a mixture of good and bad. The word medame means imagination, fantasy. All of those things are included in the word medame. Ki ikar irbuv hamedame hualidei haguf, because the main thing that causes the confusion, the mishmash of medame, is the body. V'alkein b'chol ksav afilu ksav shel kedusha tzrichin sheyie ksiva v'loi chakika. And this explains that whenever we're writing, even if it's writing a Sefer Torah, or writing a mezuzah, or writing a get, writing a shtar, it has to be writing without engraving. Kimay Shamru, as the Gemara says in Gittin, which talks about writing a get, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, v'chosav, v'loy v'chokak, not engraving. Kiksav shel kedusha hu'al gabi or behema, because as we mentioned in the previous shir, holy writing is done on the hide of an animal. Lehalois mi behema la'odam alidei ksav kanal. And by writing diburim of kedusha on this animal hide, we're elevating this animal hide from behema to odam. Al kein tzrichin shia haksav bedakus yoiser b'chol ho'efsher. And therefore, we need that the writing should be done in the most fine way possible. V'alkein v'chosa v'loich v'chokak. And that's why the Torah commands us, write, don't engrave. Ki hachakiko megusham yoiser. Because when you're engraving, it's more megusham, it's more getting into the physical. Writing is on the surface. It's something you're writing on the surface of something. Engraving is you're digging into that physical thing. Shemetzayer ho'oyer begashmius gomor. He's formatting the light in complete gashmius. V'yesh boi mamish betziur ho'oyer. And there's mamish something physical in the formatting of the light. Ukishaksav megusham yoiser. And as we mentioned earlier, the more megusham the writing is, the more physical, the more tangible the writing is, the more confusion of medame. V'alkein kan b'ksoivas kaka, and therefore here, when we talk about tattooing, shehu isur shemoyrid me'odam lebehema yidei ksav kanal, whereas we explained in the previous year, when a person tattoos in their flesh, they're lowering themselves from the status of Adam to the status of Behema. Ikar ho'isur alidei chakika. The main isur is when it's engraving. Shehu megusham yoiser, which is more megusham. Shaydeze mizgaber yoiser irvov hamedame. That makes the negative aspects of medame even stronger. Ki ono tzrichen lezake haguf mebehem al adam. Because we are required to purify our body, to elevate our body from the status of behema to the status of adam. V'haksav, and writing, bifrat chakika, especially engraving, hu bechinas behemius, is a concept of animal, as we mentioned in the previous shir, as we showed in the previous shir. That ksav, we mentioned that based on the, Rabbi Nizal speaks about this at the end of chapter 19 in Likutei Moran. He quotes that pasuk we mentioned before, ksoiv zois zikoroin basefer, that remembering something, when I remember something, a person has a good memory, they don't have to write it down. They remember it. Now, remembering it, it's not tangible. It's not physical. When it's in your memory, it's not something physical. When a person has to write something down, they're showing that because they can't remember it, because they're afraid they're not going to remember it, they're going to forget it. So ksav is associated with shikha. Because there's shikha, therefore we have to write it down. So ksav is associated with shikha, or medame, which is a lower, much lower level seichel. And therefore writing is associated with shikha, medame, and engraving is a lower level even, a lower level of medame. That's irvov medame. V'zeh shenemar, and this is why the pasuk says, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. And Rashi says, Ne'mon l'shalim schar. You can trust me that I'll reward you. Bechinas olam haba. This is referring to olam haba. She'oz yeh hashilom schar. That's when Klal Yisrael is going to receive the reward. V'azah yeh chidish olam. And that's when we're going to have this new world. U'machmazeh bi'atzmoy hu ho'isru shel k'soy v'skaka. And it's because we believe in Olam Haba, because we believe that this body is going to disintegrate, it's going to have to disintegrate in order to get into Olam Haba. That's why a Jewish burial is done as simple as possible, a pine box, or in the olden days they didn't even use a pine box in Eretz Yisrael. They put the body directly into the earth so that it should disintegrate quickly, which prepares the person, the neshama, for Tchiyas HaMesim, for Olam Haba, etc., etc. And for this, this is why right tattooing is forbidden. V'alkein nizkar bozeh ani Hashem nemel sham schar. And that's why right next to this isur of not tattooing into your skin, the pasuk says, I am Hashem who's going to give reward, b'chinas olam haba. Because we believe in olam haba, that's why no tattooing. V'alkein hakoyhanim muzhorim bi'azhoro yeseira al isur srita. And therefore the Torah gives an additional lav for the Kohanim, that a Kohen is not allowed to scratch their skin, you know, engrave into the skin. Ki ha-Kohen hu ish chesed, because Kohanim represent chesed. Kohen is chesed, Levi is gevura, Yisroel is tiferes. Yisroel ha-shebecho espoer. V'chesed hu bechinas chidish oilam. And that chesed is associated with that new world of the future. Bechinas oilam chesed yibone. As the pasuk says, that new world will be built with chesed. As Rabbi Nizal explains in Torah Ches, in Likutei Moran Tanina, which this halach is based on. Ukesheyeh chidush oilam, oz tichle kol azuama. And when we have that new world, all tuma will be eliminated. And then death will be eliminated permanently. This also explains why a kohen is not allowed to be allow himself to become tame, not allowed to come into contact with a dead body, not allowed to attend the funeral. Because they are even further away than other Jews from this concept of death. Kihein bebechinas chesed, because koyein is chesed, bechinas chidish oilam, which is associated with that new world of the future. Bechinas bila hamoves lanetzach, when death will be eliminated permanently. V'alkein koflo hatoyro isur srita al hakoyhanim. And that's why the Torah wrote an additional commandment besides the commandment that every Jew has not to cut their flesh. A Kohen has a second commandment. That's written about the Kohanim. Because the Kohanim have to distance themselves even further than regular Jews from this tumah of the snake. And to be strong in their faith regarding the new world of the future. Because the Kohanim, who represent Chesed, they are this Chiddush Olam. They are synonymous with this new world of the future where there's no death. So therefore, even now, they have to be more removed from death than other Jews. Baruch Hashem. Any questions, please? There's a question in the chat, and the question is the answer. Why is writing necessarily associated with forgetting? A person may be writing not for themselves so that they shouldn't forget, but for future generations. Both of those, whether I'm writing for myself so I shouldn't forget, or I'm writing for the future. When I'm writing for the future, it means I'm writing so that this should not be forgotten. When people write down events, they're writing it becomes history in a sense, where people will see this writing in the future and they'll know what was written down. It's the same category.
What about the people who sometimes have either temporary tattoos or just plain writing, they don't have a paper and they need to write some sort of phone number on there? Is there any issue with the temporary?
As far as I know, yes, it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. To what degree it's osur, I'm not sure. But as far as I know, it's not, a person should not be writing on their hand or on their flesh.
Nelson, good morning. Just a clarification about writing on cloth. I would have thought that because writing represents everything it does, and we want to be ma'ale, the animal, the best way to do it is not through ksav, but in chakika or engraving or something else that makes the holiness more permanent within that and then elevates it even more. But the Torah is teaching the opposite. It's kind of counterintuitive, or not?
The answer is, I was thinking about this myself a little, because we know that in a Sefer Torah, in a mezuzah and tefillin, there's sirtut. Before you write, you do have to cut into the parchment. They have to make lines in the parchment. Oh, that's what it is. It's lines in the parchment. The letters themselves, the lines are sirtut. But the letters themselves are not sirtut. The letters themselves are writing, not engraving into the thing. So that, because again, Rav Nosson Zal's explaining in this halacha that ksav is associated with medame, and there's different levels of medame. There's one level of medame which is standard writing, and when it's chakika, it's a stronger level of medame. So therefore, he's saying under normal circumstances, when we're writing a Sefer Torah, things like that, we do not do chakika. It's interesting that when it comes to a matseva for a person who passed away, there we do have chakika. There, engraving in a stone. Could be, again, because that's related to death. That's associated with mamish death. But Rav Nosson Zal seems to be saying here that in all of our standard writing, we don't do chakika. And the reason being, because as he explained earlier, writing is associated with medame, behema, and therefore we don't want to make that permanent. Our mission is to change from behema into adam.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. A question in the chat again. In the Navi Yeshaya, we read, Vayikro Hashem Alekim Tzvokos Bayoyim Ahu Lebechi Ula Mispeid, Ula Korcha, Velach Gersak. So there it says Korcha, you know, which we're not allowed to do. I'd have to take a look at the Pasuk and look at the Meforshim there. Could be it's saying, because that's how the rest of the world, that's how the Goyim, you know, that it's saying that there's going to be tremendous sadness and everything. So it includes the word Korcha, not that we're going to do Korcha. In other words, could be that the Tsar will be so great that people will want to tear their hair out, that kind of thing. But not that it's telling us that a person's permitted to. We mentioned earlier, we explained, when Rav Nosson Zal first broached this topic that writing is associated with Medame, this he quoted from Likutei Moran, chapter 19. There's two levels of Seichel. In a higher level of Seichel, a person who has high Seichel doesn't need to write anything down because they remember it. It's in their head. A person who has less Seichel, whose Seichel is on a lower level, they need to write it down. You're telling a person some information. One person says, okay, I got it. The other person says, no, wait, I have to write it down. If I don't write it down, I'm going to forget it. So we see there the connection between writing and forgetting. That writing is associated with forgetting, shikha. And shikha is associated with behema. Remember, we mentioned that in Torah Lamed Zayin and Kutuman Rabbeinu Zal gives us a long list of two columns, the right and the left. You have light, darkness, body, soul, good, bad, life, death, remembering, zikaron, and shikha. So all the things in column B are related to each other. Shikha is associated with behema. It's associated with darkness. And again, it's associated with ksav. That doesn't mean that all writing is behema. It means that there is a connection between these two things. Halacha Gimel. Al pi hamayma retzitza demayis bebuse. Likutimran chelik aleph simen chav zayin. Ayin shom kol hamayma. This halacha will be based on chapter 27 in Likutimran, which is one of those debates between Rabbi Shub and Hananiah and the wise men of Athens, where they asked him, a chick that dies inside the shell, how does its spirit go out? How does its ruach go out? And his answer was, the same way it went in. How did it go in to begin with? And Rabbeinu Zal gives a whole beautiful explanation as to what this is related to. Vaklal, to summarize what Rabbeinu Zal says in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Shalidei hasholim yecholin lahachzir kol ha'olam kuloi lavodos yisborach. That in order to get the whole world to do tshuva, you need shalom. Because if there's no shalom, people aren't listening to what other people are saying. When people hate each other, they don't like each other, I don't want to hear what you have to say. So in order to generate world peace, you need shalom. In order to be machzir, the whole world, to tshuva, to serving Hashem, it's going to require shalom. Ve'ief shalovoi lebechina shalom el al yidei he'orasponim, hadrasponim. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that it's impossible to achieve this shalom without he'orasponim, the hadrasponim, the beauty of the face, which is bechinas Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is called the He'oras Ponim. There's a pasuk, Mevakshe Ponecho Yaakov Selo. So Yaakov is referred to as this Oyer HaPonim. Vezeh Zoichin Alidei Shmira Sabris. And how is a person Zoicha to this He'oras Ponim, this Hadras Ponim? It requires Shmira Sabris. Ve'oras Ponim Hu Bechinas Drushe Ubiure HaToyra B'Shloishesre Midos. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that this one form of this He'oras Ponim is the explanations of the Torah based on the 13 formulas by which we expound the Torah. Kal v'choyma, gzeira shova, binyanov, the shenim shochin, mishloish esrei tikune dikna. And those 13 formulas come from the 13 tikunim of the beard that the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about, which are associated with the 13 midos of Rachmim. Sheheim ikar hadras ponim. That's the real beauty of the face of a Jew. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'hodarto penei zokein. You should beautify the face of an elder. Then Rabbeinu Zal teaches it, v'hodarto penei, what is hadras ponim? The hadras ponim is the zokein, the beard, the shloish esrei tikunei dikna, which are the source for the shloish esrei midos shatoyra nedreshes bohen. Vayidezeh zoichin lehizdakhus koil rinosoi. And when a person is zoichet to tikun abris, through which they're zoichet to this he'oras ponim, through which we're zoichet to sholim, through which we're able to bring people back in tshuva, Through this, a person is zeichet to purify the sound of their voice, the sound of their song. Umebechinas koil zeichet l'shalom. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that through perfection of the koil, that helps us achieve this shalom. V'daiko b'mora kiblu Shabbos shalom. Now Rabbeinu Zal explains that where did Hashem give the Jewish nation the commandment of Shabbos? The Torah tells us it was when they were in a place called Mara. Vayavoyu Marasa, and there was no water to drink, a whole story, and the Gemara tells us that that's where Hashem gave the commandment of Shabbos. And Shabbos is called Shabbos Shalom. Shabbos represents peace. Ki derech ha-shalom lehislabesh b'mara. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that unfortunately, the nature of shalom is that it comes cloaked in bitterness. That usually it's not so easy to get to shalom. You have to go through bitterness. For example, bibchinas, as the pasuk says, hinei l'shalom mar li mar. We see a connection between shalom and mar, bitterness. K'moy shekol harefuos heim besamim morim. And Rabbeinu Zal says, this explains why usually all medicines are bitter. Kein ha-sholoim shehu refua l'chol advarim tzorech lehislabesh b'marirus. And therefore, so too sholoim, which is a cure for everything, has to come cloaked in bitterness. V'zehu hinei l'sholoim mar li mar v'ato choshakto nafshi. That shalom comes through marirus, and you, my soul craves you, my soul wants you. This union of shalom between people, where one person wants the other person. Now, regarding this issue of shalom, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, what causes sickness usually in the body when there's a lack of shalom? Between what and what? Between the dalad yesoidos, the four basic elements of creation. Fire, water, air, and dirt. Those are the four basic elements of creation, and those are the four basic elements of the human body. When there's shalom between them, when each one of them is exactly the way they're supposed to be, and none of them are trying to overpower the other one, there's a perfect balance between the fire and the water in the body, between the heating system and the cooling system, between the ruach and the ofar. The ruach is spiritual, ruach rises up and the offer is down. When they are in perfect balance and harmony, a person is healthy. When there's an imbalance, that's what causes sickness. So sickness is a manifestation of lack of shalom. The solution, unfortunately, is marirus sometimes, these bitter medicines. But a person will say, I don't understand, cough syrup isn't bitter, this isn't bitter. The answer is, yes, it is. They're coating it with sugar. The pills that are coming coated or in a plastic thing so that you don't taste the bitterness. But if you take out the actual medicine from its case, you'll see how bitter it is. This summarizes basically the basic concepts in that chapter in Likut Imran. Now Rav Moshe Zal begins. Ki be'emes kol echot mi Yisrael yesh loy koyach lahachzir kol ha'olam b'tshuva. The truth is, every single Jew has the ability and the potential to bring the entire world to tshuva. Ki chayev kol odom loymar bishvili nivra olam. Because as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, every single person has to say, the world was created for me. The whole world was created for me. Ki kol echot mi Yisrael hu kolul mi kol ha-Torah kula. Because every single Jew is a composite of the entire Torah. Kama Shekosuv, as it says, Zois HaTorah Odom. This is the Torah, man. A human being, just like the Torah, is comprised of 248 positive mitzvahs, 365 negative mitzvahs. The human body is composed of 248 organs, 365 tendons. Ki kol echod mi Yisrael kolul mi ramach evorim u'shesagidim. Shehem ramach mitzvah sasei u'shesa mitzvah loy sasei. Shehu klal kol ha-Torah kula. That's basically the entire Torah. V'hatoyra klula mishishim riboy nafshos Yisrael, kayadua. And the Torah is also a composite, is made up of 600,000 letters corresponding to the 600,000 neshamos of Klal Yisrael. The word Yisrael makes up the first letters Yesh, Shishim, Riboy, Oiseis, Latoira. Nimtza, so we see therefore, Shekol Echot mi Yisrael, Kolul mi Kol Yisrael, that every single individual Jew is a composite of the entire Jewish nation, really. Because if one letter of the Torah is off, the whole Sefer Torah is off. V'alkein Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebozeh. And this is why the Gemara says every single Jew is responsible for every other Jew. Ki kol echod miYisrael kolul mikulam. Because each and every single Jew is a composite of the entire Klal Yisrael. Ve'yesh loy koyach lahachzir kulam b'tshuva. And every single Jew has the ability to get every other Jew to do tshuva. U'mechuyev lehishtadel b'zeh. And every single one of us is required to be involved in this, to put effort into this, into being machzir the world to tshuva. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashom Rabbeinu Zal b'maim ranal. And this is what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in chapter 27 in Likutei Moran, shal yedei he'oras ponim zoichen l'sholem. That when a Jew is zoicha, that their face is shining and glowing, through this we can bring about shalom. And when there's shalom, we can get the entire world to serve Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal explained over there, how does a Jew get their face to shine and glow? The answer is through Drushe Torah, by studying the Drushim of the Torah. Kitzrichin lahader esponov v'gufoy sheyeloi ponim yofoy esprinas hadras ponim. Because every Jew is required to beautify their face and their body, that they should have a beautiful face, this hadras ponim. Kaideze daiko hu yochoy lahamshich kulom lavaydosi esporach. Because through this, the person can draw everyone into serving Hashem. Kiboy klulim kulam. Because in every Jew, there are wires going out to every other Jew. Every Jew is kolol from all other Jews. Ve'ikar he'oras ponim hu'alidei ha'Torah. And what brings light to the face of a Jew, the light of the face of a Jew is the Torah. Ki ha'kol echod. Because it's all one. Ki ha'odam hu ha'Torah. Because a person is the Torah. Zois ha'Torah odam. And the Gemara says, how silly are those people who stand up for a Sefer Torah and they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. So a Talmud Chacham is a living Sefer Torah. He's a nuclear Sefer Torah. Val yidei ha-Torah meir ponov. And through the Torah, the person's face shines, shehu klolius gufa adam. And the face is representative, is symbolic of the entire person. A lot of times when you see an advertisement for something, they want to say that somebody's going to be giving a shiur or somebody's going to appear any place. They don't necessarily show a picture of the whole body. They show you the face. By seeing the face, you know exactly who we're talking about. The face is koilel, the entire body of the person. Ki haponim shehu hasechel mispashet umeir b'chol aguf umachayosoy. Because the face, which represents the seichel, spreads and lights up the entire body and is what gives life to the entire body. Kayodua, as is known. Note, there's a pasuk, chochma sodom to'ir ponov. The chochma of a person shines in their face. Vayidei he'oras ponim, alidei ha'Torah. And through this he'oras ponim, which comes from the Torah, Dahainu alidei shemispashet hasechel shel haTorah beponov vegufoy, by a person studying Torah well enough, whereby the sechel of the Torah spreads to their face, to their entire body, Ad shezoicha lehor asponim, to the point where that person is zoicha to this heor asponim, this lichtig upon him, this face that's shining, with spiritual light, ayideizeh yochoy lahamshich kol ha'olam, haklulim be'evori aguf la'shem isbora. Through this, the person has the ability to draw the entire world, which is represented by all the different organs of the body, he has the ability to draw them all to Hashem. Ki kulam klulim b'tzelem d'musa odom. Because everything is included in the image of man, shemeir al yidei ha-Torah, which shines and glows through the Torah. Shezeh b'chinas he'oras ponem. This is this concept of this shining face. A question in the chat. We aren't really encouraged to get into discussions with irreligious Jews because there's always a danger that they'll bring unnecessary doubts in our mind. Is what Rav Nosson Zal saying that everyone is obligated to do that? Is that contrary to that? The answer is it applies to each and every single person on their level. On their level. There are certain people, but Rabbeinu Zal's students, many of them were great tzaddikim, mamish tzaddikim, and incredible talmidei chachamim, and yet Rabbeinu Zal said it's forbidden for all of them, except one, to talk to those apikursim in Uman, to those atheists in Uman, those the founders of the Reform movement, rahmatullah al-Islam. However, regarding talking to your own children or your siblings or your parents or your neighbors or friends, a person has to know themselves and they have to know who they're dealing with. Depending on how strong those other people are in beliefs that go against Hashem, against the Torah, and depending on how strong you are, how strong the person is, a person has to decide whether to engage the other person or not, whether to share a Dvar Torah with them or not, that kind of thing. But on a general level, every Jew is required to do this. We're required to study Torah and to be able to have what to say to another Jew. Paragraph Beis, V'alkein Osra HaTorah K'solvas Kaka. And based on this introduction, we'll understand why the Torah forbids us to engrave into our flesh tattoos. Because a Jew is required to protect their flesh, not to mess it up in any way, not to tattoo into it, so as not to spoil and damage the holy image of a human being, shekol mikol ha'ilamos. A human being is a composite of all the different worlds. Ve'yesh loy bekoyach b'chol eiver ve'eiver u'b'chol chelik mibsar gufoy lahamshich ha'ilam la'shem isborach. And a Jew has the ability, with each and every single organ in their body, and with every single part of their flesh, to draw people close to Hashem. Ki kol chelek michelkei gufoi miyuchad keneged chelek michelkei ha'olam u'keneged kama nefoshos. Because every single part of a person's body corresponds to a certain part of the world and corresponds to a certain number of people. Ki kol minhoin talyan bu'udnin. I'm sorry. As the Zohar Kodesh says, some people, their connection to Hashem, they're connected to the ears. And there are other people who are connected to the hairs. The Zohar Kodesh speaks about a concept of Adam Ho'elyoin, a heavenly person. This doesn't mean anything physical. Kaviyochol Hashem is described as a person sitting on a throne, in the vision that Yechezkel Hanavi had, Valakisei Dmus Kemari Odom Olav Milmola. And again, the Zohar Kodesh speaks about the eyes and the ears, not that it means anything physical, we're talking spiritual terms. So here the Zohar Kodesh says there are those that their connection is the ears, there are those that are connected to the hairs. I remember hearing from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, I believe this was in the introduction to the Tikkuni Zohar, that it speaks, that the Meforshim there speak about, the Arizal speaks about the Rambam and the Ramban. And the Arizal explains that the Rambam came, I believe, from the left payah of Hashem, and the Ramban from the right payah. And that's why the Ramban studied Kabbalah, because of his connection to Hashem comes from a certain place which is closer to the study of Kabbalah, and the Rambam came from a different place which is not as connected to the study of Kabbalah. Although there are, I've heard, and I believe my Rebbe Rosenfeld even mentioned this, there are those that say that in the final years or the last year of his life, the Rambam studied Kabbalah, and because of that, he had charata, he regretted some of the things he wrote earlier, previously, before he saw these the Kabbalah. Note, during that time, during the time of the Rishonim, the Zohar HaKadosh wasn't available, and most of the Sifrei Kabbalah that we have today did not exist, or they weren't available. U'keyotze bozeh b'shar chelkei aguf me'roshoy v'adraglov. And just like we gave these examples, that there are those who are connected to the ears, there are those who are connected to the hairs, so too regarding every single part of the body, from head to toe. Ki ein shum saira ba'odom, v'chein ein boi shum eiver v'gid, v'shum chatich u'michalkei b'sore v'oiroi, she'ein tluyin boi kama v'kama nefoshois v'oilomois. Because there isn't a single organ of the body, or a single tendon, or a certain piece of flesh in a person's body to which many souls and many worlds are connected to. We have no idea how important a Jew is and how important the human body is, that there are imaginary wires going out from every hair in a person's body. We look at, you ask a person, how many trees are there in this forest? 30 million trees. What are they living? Where are they getting their life from? Their roots. They're wired. There are wires also going to human beings. Wires going to the hairs on our head or to different parts of our body, which are through which chius is being gotten to all different parts of the world. And it's for this reason that it's forbidden to cut into the skin, into the flesh, to make these tattoos, shaloi lekalkel tavnis gufoi, so as not to damage and spoil the structure of the body, shehu bechinas hadras ponim, which is reflected in the beauty of the face, shalidei ze yecholin lahachzir kol olam lashem isborach, which we said enables the person to bring the entire world to tshuva, kefi ma shezoiche lohoyer hoemes biuri atoyra begufoi. Based on the degree that the person is zoicha to draw that truth, the true explanations of the Torah, into their body. Ki ikra he'oras guf ha'odom hu rak al yidei drushei ubeuri ha'Torah shemeir begufoi. Because the main source of light of a person's body is coming from the drushei and beuri ha'Torah that the person studies, that are shining in that person's body. That's what brings the person to the level of hadras ponim, that their face is shining. And it's through this that the person draws the light of all 600,000 letters of the Torah into their body, into all of their organs. Aval osra lachkoik begashmis shum ois bo'er gufoi. However, it's forbidden for a person to physically engrave any letters into their skin. Dahainu ksoivas kaka, and especially tattooing. Ki adaraba, because that has the opposite effect of what we just explained here. We explained that when a person learns Torah and they draw that Torah inside themselves, that Torah connects to all the different parts of the body, that Torah glows on their face, and that Torah helps the person be able to bring people to close to Hashem. But when a person engraves into the body, Ki adarabha mizeh mekalkel umachriv binyan gufoy. By doing that, the person is damaging and destroying the structure of the body, hakolol mikol hoylomos, which is a composite of all the different worlds. Ki tzorich lahader es gufoy sheyeh b'shleimus b'li shum chakika. Because a person is required to beautify the body, that the body should be whole without any engravings in it. Ki gufoy kolol mikol oisiyas haTorah, because the body is a composite of all the letters of the Torah. Ube'emes ha'odom hu lemala me'haTorah kimuva d'Rabbeinu Zal. And Rabbi Nosson says, by the way, don't get nervous. How could we chas v'shalom compare a person to a Torah? How could we chas v'shalom compare a person to that? You're right. We're not comparing. The truth is, a person is higher than the Torah. As Rabbi Nizal quotes this in Torah Ayin Hey in the second half of the Kutumran, Kama Yisham Rabbi Yisrael Nizal, as the Gemara says at the end of Makos, Kama Tipshoi, how foolish are those people, the Kaimi Mikamei Araisa, who stand up for a Sefer Torah, V'loikaimi Mikamei Tzurba Mirabonam, and they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. V'alkein Iker He'oras Ponim, V'hidur Aguf Shel Ha'odom, Hurak Al Yidei Drushei HaTorah, and therefore, the real light on a person's face and the real beauty of a person's body is coming from the drushe Torah that person is zoicha to be mechadesh with his seichel. A person who's on a high enough level and smart enough to be able to bring forth new revelations in Torah. That's the light that shines on his face. And that's what lights up his whole body. So that through this, that person automatically merges with the Torah. And that person draws this spiritual light into their entire body. That beauty. However, it's forbidden for us to engrave letters physically into our flesh. Because by doing that, the person spoils and damages the beauty of the body. This beauty of the face that Rabbi Nizal speaks about over there. And Yitzhak Hashem will continue tomorrow. Rabbi Nosson Zal is still going to be clarifying and explaining this more and more. We should be zeicha to study the Torah properly, and the Torah should light us up. And be zeicha to realize how important we are, how important every single Jew is, how important every single part of the body of every single Jew is. And to be mekadesh ourselves from head to toe, and be zeicha thereby to play our role in bringing the whole world to tshuva, which will bring about the Geula Shleima, the coming of Moshiach, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.